All right, Proverbs 16 and verse 9. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And one of the things that we brought out here with this passage, along with Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, is that a man can plan, but really the providences of life are from the Lord. We can actually plan and plan an outcome, can't we? And we should. That's natural. It can be healthy if we do it properly. But when we think, okay, I'm going to do step A because I want B to occur. Can we plan step A? Yes. Is it assured that plan B will occur? Not necessarily, right? Because our ways are directed by who?
By God.
By the Lord. Not necessarily because we ourselves plan it this way. And we've asked ourselves before, have any of us, don't raise your hands, but have any of you ever planned something with an anticipated outcome and it didn't happen that way? And the answer to that is maybe almost all the time, unless it's just something real short term. I don't think, or I'll put it this way, there's been very, 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 very few budgets that I've ever designed that happened the way I thought that it was going to happen. Let alone if I say, you know, I'm 20 years old and 50 years from now, then I'm going to have this much in retirement, and I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that. Those things just hardly ever occur, right? Because the Lord is the one that is in charge of directing our steps. Now, that does not mean that we are just captive to whatever the whims of the Lord are. We know that His ways are good, but there are things that we can do to help our way. And I want to bring out one here. Go back to Proverbs chapter 3. And I just want to read a very familiar proverb. In fact, probably one that you've memorized. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge or know Him, and He will make your paths straight. Now you'll notice in verse 6, what do we have there that I'm talking about? The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs the steps. And in verse 6, He, that is God, will make your paths or make your steps straight. And so what we have here is this. We can't determine the outcome of everything because we're not wise enough to do that. And God's ways are wise and God's ways are right. But we can do things to put ourselves in a position to where our paths will be much better than if we did evil. And so what you have here in verses 5 and 6 is this. Okay, let's go back, look at chapter 3. Okay, and I would word it this way. That if we would maintain the Lord's teaching and obedience to that teaching. Now where do I get that? I get that from verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart do what? To my commandments. Keep them. So if we would maintain the Lord's teaching and obedience to that teaching. And then secondly, look at verse 3 of chapter 3. If we would maintain a walk of truth and kindness. Those are two things that we can do, right? We can say to ourselves, I'm going to seek the Lord's wisdom. I'm going to seek His teaching. We can say to ourselves, and once I know that teaching, I will plan my steps to walk in that teaching. And I can determine to outwork that teaching in truth and in kindness. And if we would wear that self around our neck, verse 3, and write that on the table of our heart, then what we would find is this. We would find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. So we're to maintain the Lord's teaching. We're to obey that illumined teaching. We're to walk in the truth of that teaching and the kindness of that. And as we are walking that way, now remember, I can't determine the circumstances, but I can determine my response to that, right? When I'm walking in that way, what will I need to do? Well, I'm going to need to do verse 5. I'm going to need to trust in the Lord with how much of my heart? All my heart. Now, that does give an intimidation that the outcome or the result that you think should be happening may not be happening. How why can I say that? Well, you know, you really don't have to trust in the Lord with all your heart if it's going exactly like you thought it was going to be. Right? It's when things aren't going the way you think they should be working out that you have to trust Him with your circumstances. It's him who directs our steps, right? So trust as the Lord directs your way, because things can get perplexing. Look at verse 5 again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your what? Your own understanding. Well, why would you do that? Because the circumstances that you're walking through are perplexing. They're not exactly the way you thought things were going to turn out. But folks, remember, who's directing your steps? The Lord is directing your steps. And so you trust as the Lord directs your ways, because circumstances and things that enter into your life may be perplexing. And even though it's perplexing, we're still to seek the Lord's teaching. We're still to walk in obedience. We're still to walk in truth and kindness. That's our responsibility, right? And so things may be perplexing, so therefore we don't trust our own understanding, because our own understanding of things will be determined. If we're not careful, it will be determined by what we see with our physical eyes. Because that's the way we primarily, and you know, our native, natural response is to view things that way. So don't trust your understanding. Well, whose understanding should you be trusting? The Lord's. Amen? What is the Lord's understanding? Well, I'm directing your steps, and I'm the one bringing circumstances into your life, even though it may be perplexing to your finite human mind and understanding, but you walk in my teaching, and you walk in my wisdom, and you walk in my ways, and I'll just take you right through all that. In other words, look at verse 6. In all your what? Everybody see that? In all your ways. Who's directing your way? The Lord is. But in all your ways, know Him. Now everybody writes acknowledge, but the Hebrew word is just very, very simply the word know. In all your ways, know Him. In other words, you ever had perplexing circumstances? You ever been tempted to trust in your own understanding? But you have to trust the Lord, amen? And you have to seek to know the Lord in every providence that He comes into your life. That's your responsibility. And because we do have finite minds, His ways can really seem puzzling, can it not? And yet His ways are right. Now, if you do everything that I just said, what will the Lord do? We'll look at verse 6. In all your ways, what did I say that word was? Know Him, And what will he do? He will make your steps what? Straight. Everybody see that? Okay. And folks, that's what we want going forward here as a congregation. When we look, I'll put it this way. I'll just put it personally. When I look off and I say, okay, here's where we are as a church. Here's where we want to go. In my mind, I'm just wondering, is it going to be straight or is it going to be crooked? Is it going to be perplexing? Is it going to be up a hill, down a hill? Right? What do we want the Lord to do? Do we want to wander around, as it were, in the wilderness, or do we want to make the way straight? What do you think?
Straight.
You want it straight, don't you? You want it straight in your life, don't you? Okay. Well, how do you do that? Well, just like I just said, the mind of man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. We can't control the circumstances, but we can control our responsibilities. Seek his teaching. Determine to walk in obedience to that teaching. Walk in his truth. Express yourself with your words in gentleness or kindness. And when the perplexing circumstances come, and they will come, trust in him with all your heart. No plan B. No plan B and C. Trust in him with all your heart. And what are you doing in those perplexing circumstances? You are seeking to know him. Everybody see that? See where I'm coming from? Seeking to know him. And if we would do that, what would he do for our steps? He will make them what? He will make them straight. Now, there's been many things in my life in which I thought the way was kind of wobbly and curvy and take a right, take a left, you know. But looking back, after you come back and you look back, you realize you just went straight through something. And the Lord has done that. Now, I've been going through Proverbs looking for expressions about his way and writing down things that he will do if we walk and seek him. If I do my responsibility, then he will do his responsibility. Like, not only make our way straight, but also give me security. Everybody wants security, don't they? And he will give me confidence in the Lord. And he will establish my course. And he will show the favor of his blessing on my ways. That's a great thing, isn't it? So the Lord determines the circumstances, but are there things that I can do to kind of not make the Lord, but cause the Lord to smooth out my path? The answer to that is what?
Yeah.
Yes. Or to make me stable as I go through the circumstances of life. Or to give me security and confidence that he's the one that's really guiding and directing my steps. I can I not? And of course, I think the simple aspect of that is that you can see this in the Lord's life. No man had worse circumstances than Jesus Christ. And yet he walked straight through, did he not? Right into glory.